إن الحمد لله من الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين My most beloved علماء اكرام elders and brothers All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Peace and salutations be upon our master Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam You know it's very difficult when there's so many things happening around us to decide on what exactly to talk about especially in the context of what is happening in the world nowadays the current news situation that is facing the Muslim Ummah, even the world at large. And also, Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that it's the month of Rajab, we're going to the month of Ramadan. Like that, there's so many other issues affecting us locally, nationally, internationally, as I said, as a Muslim community, and also as the whole world at large. So, inshallah, I'll try and talk a little on everything, so that we can perhaps make ourselves more aware. Unfortunately, sometimes we become complacent. What happens is that we are in our comfort zones. Alhamdulillah, we like in our own, maybe we can say in our own cocoon, in our own homes, our own masjid, our own madrasa. Alhamdulillah, everything is doing well, our businesses, our work. So me and my close family, my wife is well, I'm well, everything is doing well, my children are fine. And what happens to the community out there, whether it's the extended community of the neighborhoods that we live in, locally or internationally, so we sometimes put blinkers on, and we have reached such a level, or sometimes we don't even know what is happening around the world. There is a space for us to worry about ourselves. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, that save yourself, save your family from the fire of Jahannam. So alhamdulillah, we worry about our own reformation, our own salah, salah is there, zikr, our own families, we look after their interests, make sure our kids are fine, they're settled, they're married, they got their children, and they have the things going for them, and we have our weekly, maybe family get together. It's an important thing, and these are things that we shouldn't discount, we should continue doing these things, but it's very important for us to be aware what is happening in the world globally and what, especially if it's affecting the Muslim Ummah, it's something that we should be aware of. So first point is awareness. We have to know what is happening. Then subsequent to knowing what is happening, what do we do now? What can we do? So the next step after knowing is what actions follow up the knowledge that we have. So some of the important things for us to reflect on and what is happening in the world nowadays, especially in the media, whether it's the newspaper or the internet and all the different news channels or the media, the way that we get our information, when you open that, these are the things that are sort of glaring, immediately comes onto these screens or on news when you're listening, these are things that are coming there in the newspaper that is there. And it's affecting actually the entire world. Now, whether there's some conspiracy theory behind those things that are happening, Allah knows best. But the fact of the matter is that it affects many, many people throughout the world. Economic changes, financial, the governments, the politics, such great impact on these events that are taking place. We should be aware and perhaps think of some steps that we can do as follow-up actions. So the first thing that is happening in the world nowadays, as is today, it has such a drastic impact that we have even The governments have even, for example, in Saudi Arabia have made an announcement that now no more Umrah visitors are allowed because of the fear of this event that is taking place in the world. And how many countries, over 15, 20 countries have been affected Allah knows best what, as I said, what's the theory behind it, and different type of conspiracy theories we'll hear, and whatever was the background behind it. The fact of the matter that it is there in the world and is affecting so many communities and affecting governments, borders are being closed, flights are being cancelled, visas are not being issued, all because of this, what we call the coronavirus. Right? It is important for us again to be aware. If you don't know what is a coronavirus and what is happening, then again, we are sitting and we are only worried about what's happening in our environment. We're not worried what's happening in the world at large, the movement, the politics, affecting the currency, and so much of impact it has had. Now, as far as a Muslim sitting here in the southern part of South Africa, the coronavirus, something that started, they say, in China, and from there, so many people have died, and now it has spread. It is in Iran. Middle Eastern countries have been affected, Kuwait, Israel, America, and Italy. So many countries this sort of virus has a ripple effect. It has caused spread. And we're sitting here in the southern tip of Africa. What can we do about it? We know about it now. But important for us to understand that all these conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, so together with that, so I just sort of shed some light, brought it to the fore, that there's a virus that is there in the world and it's causing havoc in many, many parts of the world. For a lack of a better word, it's causing great amount of chaos throughout the world in as far as flights are concerned, as far as traveling is concerned, and many other things are being affected because of that. Then also there's another thing, you know, we have to raise awareness of is our situation in India. And we know that besides India, other countries, there's a situation is still carrying on, and there doesn't seem to be any end to the crisis, for example, in Syria, how many years it's carrying on now, and the current situation in Idlib, where the Turkish government is involved, the Russians are involved, Iranians are involved, then we talk about Palestine, it's already an ongoing issue, and like that, there's so many other. Kashmir was in the news recently, but added to Kashmir now, there was a flare-up and huge rioting that took place in Delhi, in India, affecting our community, affecting the Muslim community. So it's something, again, awareness, us to know what is happening is very, very important. So I spoke about the coronavirus. I'm telling you about what is happening in India. I don't know the finer details at all. We don't, in fact, want to go into this platform, into the details. But suffice to say that we have to know what is happening. We have to know what is happening in the world, and we have to have some follow-up to what is happening in the world. So the question then arises, what is the follow-up? What can we do? What can we do? So firstly and obviously, the first response would be that we have to make dua. If we did not make dua, we just heard on CNN and BBC and Al Jazeera, or we read the newspaper or heard on the news, this is what's happening in India. This is what's happening with regards to the virus. This was happening in Syria. And this was happening in Palestine. And that was about it. We just got entertainment from all of it. Then actually we have done a disservice. Minimum we can do. And as I said, that is, each one of us sitting here has that capacity, has the ability to do it. Nobody can say they cannot do it. Other things maybe you say now, it's out of my control. I cannot do anything. But lifting your hands and making dua, simple dua, if you don't know any Arabic dua, then in your own language, whether it's Malawi language, Zulu language, Afrikaans, English, lift up your hands and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, alleviate the sufferings of these people. O Allah, restore the glory of the Muslim Ummah. O Allah, this virus that is spreading, protect us and our families. And O Allah, let the cure come quickly and let not let people become afflicted, even though it's non-Muslims. But as human beings, we have a human being relationship. So it is affecting them, it can affect us. So it doesn't mean now it's not affecting our community, or maybe affect our community in a very limited way for now. It can spread tomorrow. So make dua, Allah protects the humanity at large from this disease being spread, and this disease, you know, being out of control any further, becoming pandemic, and you know, it's getting worse. So minimum we all need to understand, and what is in our control is making dua. Secondly, is we are very quick to play a blame game in many of these things. As I said, something is happening, well, we blame the Jews, sometimes we blame Hindus, sometimes we blame Christians, sometimes we blame your family, sometimes we blame your sister. Anything happens, it's the nature of human being. Even something happened wrong in your life, you're very, as a very last resort, human beings, we try and blame or find fault within ourselves. We always want to look for excuses in others. Something happens in the house first, you look for your children, who did this? Or you try and find, make an excuse to blame your wife or blame some employee. Like that, in a bigger picture, now we blame for the conditions that are coming. We always trying to find a scapegoat. What is the weakest link? We want to sort of jump down that person's throat and play the blame game. So all our discussions, even around our tables, when you have our functions also, we'll be always pointing fingers at this community and that community and this person and that person or this auntie or this employee for whatever situations and problems we have. Very seldom do we actually go and reflect on our own selves. And yes, even though we're sitting here, we could be the cause of many of the difficult situations that appear in the world. It's highly possible. And because Allah Himself mentions in the Quran, it says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that the calamities and difficulties that come upon humanity, whatever difficult situations come upon humanity, it is بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, it is because of what their own hands have done. So what I'm trying to say is, each one of us sitting here, we shouldn't be blaming others for the situation. Make lots of dua and istighfar. So dua for those people, Allah must help them. But within our own situation, if we make istighfar and ask Allah for forgiveness for ourselves and for those people also, nastaghfirullah, as some of the great muftis are saying, now we need to make istighfar, not using the scale of yourself, and I'm asking forgiveness, nastaghfirullah, that we are asking, O Allah, collectively for your forgiveness and pardon. So O Allah, forgive me for my shortcomings, for my taking so much of things for granted, for violating so much of your commands. And by us making istighfar and cleansing our lives and getting connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah there's a great hope of better conditions coming down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says also in another place, one ayah recited, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, whatever calamities and difficulties comes upon the world, we should always look at your own hands. What have you done? Something you could be doing that is bringing down these conditions. In another verse he says, زَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that the fasad, the fitnas and the fasad, the corruption and the problems that have become apparent, bima kasabat, is because of what man has earned, what man is doing. It is something what we are doing that is causing conditions to come down. So the point I'm trying to say is, all of us sitting here need to make some type of change in our lives. Make some change with the intention that inshallah, I will try and get connected to Allah. I will remove the sins, the violations and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from my life. With that hope, inshallah, that Allah will change the conditions of the world. It sounds sort of very theoretical. Maybe for us, some of us, maybe like so far-fetched. Me, I'm breaking the commands of Allah. What that has to do with the conditions of China and India and the rest of the world. But if each one of us think like that, then collectively we are all violating and breaking the commands of Allah. And that is why the conditions need to be collectively changed. So each one of us, if we're only waiting for the collective to happen, and individually we don't do it, then everything is getting left out. Like the example of that famous story we hear, anecdote of that king who asked for the contribution of milk. So instead of getting lots from one, he asked everybody, if one brings a cup of milk, and they put it into this big pot, so he'll have a lot of milk. So if everybody brought a cup of milk, he would have had a big dig or big pot of milk. But what happened was, each one thought to themselves that, you know what, if I put one glass of water, how will it make a difference? Because everybody else is bringing a milk. So everybody will bring milk, they'll put milk, I'll put my water, what difference is it going to make? But little did he realize, in the morning when they went to see that bucket or that big dish, there was only water inside. Because everybody thought the same way. Everybody thought, well, I'll bring the water. Everybody else is going to bring the milk. So he thought in that way. The next person also thought in the same way. The end result was there was no milk in that big pot. It was only water there. So in a very similar way, if each one of us Don't take responsibility and ownership and we think somebody else is going to be doing it. Well, that somebody else is also thinking somebody else is going to be doing it. At the end of it, nothing happens and therefore we have this collective problem. So that's why we're sitting here in the southernmost tip of South Africa and not worried about those people or thinking what will my istighfar or my turning to Allah make a difference. Well, it will make a huge difference. You'll make that tawbah and istighfar and turn towards Allah and that person next to you will be doing the same thing. And inshallah, collectively, if you all turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we hope that the conditions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also change. So one was the dua, and the second we're talking about each one of us making lots of istighfar and changing our condition. And we hear this every week. Every time we know we're breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. But every time we need to turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing that comes to mind as a follow-up to, we're talking about this coronavirus, what is happening in India and different parts of the world, is we have to also work as a unified body. We all sitting here have differences. We have different ways of doing different things. We eat different foods. We have different habits. We have different families we belong to. Somebody sitting here is Shafi. Somebody is Hanafi. Somebody is saying Ameen loudly. Somebody is saying Ameen softly. Somebody is lifting their hands before Ruku. And like that, there's so many different things that people are doing. You drive a different car. You have a different color hair. You have a different color skin. Somebody, their financial situations are different. So it's agreed. Everybody sitting in this small room, if there's 100, 200 people sitting here, everybody is different. Everybody is unique. They have their own habits, styles, cultures of doing things. But at certain points, we have to learn to leave aside our differences and keep in mind the bigger picture and a bigger objective. What are the commonalities that exist between us? So unfortunately, what happens nowadays, we become so tied down and so bogged down with those differences and we forget about those common things that unite us. And the end result is we become more disunited and we don't actually appreciate the common things we have and we become more and more fragmented and disunited and more problems. So as I said, there is differences. Everybody sitting here, we know we have differences in things we do. But we are in certain conditions and situations. Keep in mind the common factors that we all share. And when you keep in mind the common factor, and inshallah, it becomes a little bit easier for us to overlook the differences and tolerate those differences, overlook, appreciate the differences that we have, and keeping the common goal, keep in mind that big picture, and drive the condition of, so for example, I'm just using simple examples, if you have a Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki sitting here, or you have somebody from Malawi, or somebody from South Africa, and somebody from Australia and America sitting here, understand, you have your own ways and cultures and styles of doing things. But we all are reciters of this one kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So in certain factors, we're going to leave aside our differences. We're not going to take those differences to such an extent that we stop talking to each another, we curse each another, we hate each another, we swear each another, and we take our literature against each another. Because these are differences we tolerate. We are still Muslims. And we have la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have one Allah. That's the beauty of our deen. We have one kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have one Kaaba we all face. One Quran we have. We all believe in the finality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all have so many things that could be looked at factors of uniting us. So, and keeping that in mind, Allah mentions in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. They hold on to the rope of Allah. Our ultimate goal, everybody is sitting here. All of us, we all know we're going to die one day. It's a fact. There's no dispute and argument about that. We are going to go and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either is going to be Jannah or Jannah. We agree on all those things. So therefore, we should now use those factors that we are common on to try and bring us closer. See, this is the rope of Allah. We all want the whole purpose, all of us created here. You could be a plumber, electrician, businessman, whatever profession you have. Ultimately, we all want to get connected to Allah. We want success in everlasting hereafter. No matter what profession and daily lives we go through, whether you're a student or whether you're male, whether you're female, again, we all want to get connected to Allah. So Allah is reminding us, وَاتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Hold on to the rope of Allah. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not become fragmented, divided over petty issues. These are practices of jahiliyyah. In a time of ignorance, one person's camel went to the water, first before the other tribes, animals went, khalas. For the next 40 years they fought wars and they kill each another because why did your animals go to the watering hole before my watering? Now, as silly as it sounds, that was a practice of jahiliyyah. And sometimes that type of practices of jahiliyyah creeps into our lives as well. If I took your parking bay, khalas, murders taking place. Don't we hear about those things? So, point is, practice of jahiliyyah means ignorance. Practices of the people and the time of ignorance. The ignorant people. All of us, alhamdulillah, sitting here today, we claim and we're supposed to be far from the time of jahiliyyah. So Allah is remaining us. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ It's a bounty of Allah to remain united. And sometimes we have to forego, forsake, overlook your own rights, keeping in mind the big picture, the rope of Allah. We want to get connected to Allah. So Allah reminds us, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ Remember the bounty of Allah. Great bounty of Allah. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً You were fragmented. You were divided. You were enemies unto each other. Then said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came and united the Muslims, united the people. All of us sitting here may be physically separated, but we should have أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ Our hearts should be united in a common goal that we all have. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا And then you became like brothers unto each another. Again, we're sitting here, we may be not physical brothers, but we're supposed to be having worry and concern for each another, like brothers. Allah is saying, that's the bounty of Allah. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ We were on the borders, you see, like on the fence, going to the fire of Jahannam in the wrong direction. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِّنْهَا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and through his teachings, he has protected us, and taken us away from them, brought us to the path of salvation. So keeping in mind this beautiful teaching, the ayat of the Quran that I spoke about, always let's try and keep in mind the bigger picture and keep aside, there's place for tolerance, for differences, but the differences should not lead us to become enemies and hate each other. There's sometimes beauty in different, beauty in being different. If everybody is doing something the same way, you see, there's no difference. You go somewhere, everybody's eating the same thing. Everything is the same color. But now when you got different colors, there's beauty that comes about. The rainbow got, if there was only blue, isn't beautiful, but now you got blue, yellow, green, different colors. That's where the beauty comes out. In a very similar way, the beauty of us is in our differences that we have. And keeping aside and understanding and tolerating the differences, keep in mind the bigger picture, and continuously you have unity in the matters that affect the Muslim community at large, and sometimes it affects the humanity. Security issues in our country, for example. Now you can't say, okay, because your color of skin is different, or you drive a different car, you can get robbed and killed, not my business. We have to have common vision. Like the bigger picture is we all want security. We are united in these issues. Like that, keeping in mind the bigger picture of what is happening as far as the coronavirus goes, as far as the situation in India, as far as the situation in Palestine, in different parts of the world. I will conclude with those sort of reminders. I told firstly, I just brought to our attention that we have to be aware. Awareness, knowing what is happening is important. We can't put our heads in the ground and think like that ostrich mentality, well, everything else can carry on, it doesn't know. We have to be aware. Awareness is important. Then I spoke about dua, making lots of dua, minimum. Number three, was making lots of istighfar ourselves. And fourthly, keeping in mind the common issues that affect and the purpose that Allah has created us, and to understanding that we have differences. But inshallah, with that in mind, we work towards a common vision, and inshallah, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the conditions of all the people who are suffering in different ways, different parts of the world, easy. Allah must protect us. Don't put us in this situation. You don't want to be in that situation. Alhamdulillah, to an extent we are protected. We don't have coronavirus yet here. We don't have any bombs that are falling on our heads. And those situations are not yet here. But it could happen. Allah protect and save us. And Allah give us the tawfiq of doing what is supposed to be done so that these conditions cannot come upon us and we are protected. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين